You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day, so it's time for the opening with Nick Kunze from Sandnam Private Wealth. And I'm looking at my screen and it's green across the board with an all share. What is that, about 2% higher at the moment? What's the mood? What's the reason?
Yeah, Lindsay, good morning. Yeah, much, much better morning. I mean, after yesterday's like almost doldrums, it was so dead. I mean, 18 billion value traded. It's like the lowest in the last month. We've come back with a bit of a vengeance this morning. Two things. Firstly, really positive Asian markets this morning. Really solid move on Tencent, which obviously Naspers and Prosus, our big heavyweights, follow. I mean, that Tencent up almost 5% this morning in Hong Kong. So a real cracker over there. And then this morning, today has all been about the PMI numbers. You know, we've had, we pointed this out as being a big market mover of the week. This is PMI Tuesday. You know, we had France out this morning first, which beat expectations. Yeah. Actually, surprisingly above 50, which indicates expansion. That is amazing. Germany also followed suit, not quite 50, but much better than expected. We are awaiting in the next 15 minutes. We've got the Eurozone out and the UK at 10:30 with their PMIs. And then this afternoon, we've got the US PMIs too. But so far, going much better than the script read, and market looking positive and running with it.
Very good. Now, what was that French figure that's above 50 indicating expansion? Was that for the month of June so far, or was that for May?
Correct. No. That's for June. So the market was looking for 46, came in 52.1. And the services PMI, which is also quite an important one, they were looking for 44.2, came in at 50.3. And just to remind the listeners out there that these particular PMI numbers are very significant because it is June, and they are going to basically indicate, you know, how these countries are coming out of their lockdown measures. And obviously, just a reminder that 50 indicates expansion as a level of contraction. Mm. So far, so good.
Very good indeed. Let's have a look at those spot prices, such as they are. The dollar rand is 17.28. The British pound against the rand, 21.57. The euro rand, 19.50. With the euro stronger against the US dollar by about 0.2%, because the euro dollar is 112.85. That's obviously PMI related. Last night in the United States, the Dow Jones was up 0.6%, or 150 points, to just over 26,000. The S&P up 0.2%. NASDAQ was a 1.1% win, outperforming again. And Far East this morning, as you quite rightly say, good numbers, good steady stuff. Tokyo up 0.5%, Shanghai up 0.2%, Hang Seng up 1.5%, and the Australian all share a 0.2% winner as well.
Let me interject quickly, because it wasn't quite like that before the day started. Mm. Apparently, Peter Navarro last night came out on a NBC News interview. And was basically implying that the trade deal had problems. So all the Asian markets actually started off quite significantly in the red. Mm. And then he came across on Fox News, you know, Trump's favorite channel, shortly afterwards, and rectified it by saying, well, actually, I didn't mean that. It's all well on track. And of course, they went green. So choppy session before while we were all asleep anyway.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. Let's have a look at the gold price. It's 1756, up a dollar and a bit. That's just good news with that weaker dollar, stronger euro. Platinum is up 3.5 to 827.5. Palladium is what, Nick?
Palladium this morning is bouncing back. It was down almost 1%. It's only down 0.4 now, $1,940 per ounce.
1940 for the palladium. And Brent crude oil?
Brent is currently up again nicely, 0.46%. It was down almost 2% this morning. And West Texas as well, 0.37% firmer. Just to clarify, West Texas now at $40.85 per barrel. And Brent is trading at $43.27 per barrel.
Look at that. Great day in the morning. Okay, that's a very nice backdrop. Let's go to the Stock Exchange News Service, if we can. Peregrine's come out with some results. What do you make of Peregrine?
It's a very solid, well-run business. It's kind of almost – it's in that sort of in-between space where they're not quite a big monster asset manager, and they're not a small sort of boutique player either. I'm not quite sure where to pigeonhole them. But, I mean, the numbers were pretty impressive. Assets under management, I was quite surprised at the size of it. And obviously, but look, they did point out that they were going to cancel dividends. But overall, I thought it was fairly solid set of numbers.
Yeah, okay. I'm speaking to the CEO later on, 1 o'clock actually. Let's have a look at Sasol. Sasol's Lake Charles achieves beneficial operation. That's what it says there. That came out 7:05 this morning. Share price up over 4%. But that's more or less the oil price move, isn't it? Rather than this announcement. I don't know. What does it say?
Well, it was more positive than negative, and we're so used to Sasol bombarding shareholders with negative news. In fact, the guys this morning in our meeting pointing out that this is the second bit of good news you've had out of Sasol in a week. What it is quite interesting, it means it's 100% of Lake Charles's the specialty, the chemicals business is now online. And this was the one that was previously damaged with a fire and had all the overruns, etc. So that is now contributing directly to the bottom line, and 86% of total capacity is now operational. And what I understood, and I'm not a great analyst when it comes to the chemical business, but my research guys this morning telling us that the sort of margins on the chemical is massive. Yeah. It really is a huge beneficiary. So that coming in line, I think, is really positive overall. And yeah, so a bit of the oil price, and I think also some long overdue good news out of Sasol.
Very good indeed. Let's have a look at some good news in terms of stocks that are on the up on the JSE this morning. According to my 15-minute delayed screen, I've got RB Platt was in the negative column yesterday, and it's bounced back by 5.5%. Northern Platinum as well, 5.4%. higher. African Rainbow Minerals up 5.2%. Another platinum company coming in at number 4, with Anglo-American Platinum up 4.8%, and Nuspers coming in as well in the top 5, 4.5% better. On the downside, not much actually, and very small moves. Equitas down 1.3%, Italtel down 0.8%, Capital & Counties down 3/4, Mass down 0.75%, and IAPF, Australia Property Fund, down 0.7%. So not much there, but a nice chunky move to the upside from those big stocks that I've just mentioned in the top 5.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Nuspers and Prosus making up over 20% of the index now, and as I said, off that really solid sort of a day over in Hong Kong with Tencent, that following through. But once again, as we said, I think on Friday or when it was last week, that, you know, just generally another good sort of broad-based sort of buying. Mm. Yes, there was a bit of an anomaly with low volume, but again, today when the buyers step up, it seems to be fairly broad-based. I mean, not just the miners. It is really the Platts and the sort of small cap. We saw quite a bit of interest yesterday in the small cap space, and that's sort of filtering through once again this morning. Even the retailers getting a little bit of a bid, and that's, despite the sort of Rand going nowhere at the moment. Also, I think we mentioned, obviously ahead of Mr. Tito Mboweni's budget tomorrow, our 10-year is now getting a little bit of a bid as well, 9.24% the yield on that 10-year ahead of the budget tomorrow. So in general, I think just a real bit of positive flow coming through on this Tuesday.
Okay, give us the indices, please.
Okay, on this positive Tuesday, reflected in this nice big move. I mean, 1,223 points firmer on the all share, 2.26% up, 55,453. And the top 40 has now regained, not only did it regain the 50,000 level, which it closed under yesterday, it's now above 51,000, 51,090, up 2.43%, 1,214 points up. And the indices, there is nothing in the red. It's all in the green. Led by energy shares like Sasol, that indexed up 3.92%. Technology, 3.66% up. Industrials up 1.5%. Financials, 1.25% firmer. And finally, healthcare getting a small bit as well. That index up 0.38%.
Very good indeed. Nick, we'll be back together with David Shapiro for the 5 o'clock shadow. Meanwhile, that was the opening. And Nick Kunze is from Sandland Private Wealth. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.